This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kyrgyzstan's authorities said on Sunday the situation was stabilizing after the worst political unrest in 30 years of independence, and troops from a Russian-led military alliance were guarding key facilities. Security officials told President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev in a briefing they were continuing so-called cleanup operations across the ex-Soviet republic that borders Russia and China. Thousands have been detained and public buildings torched during anti-government protests over the past week. Tokayev issued shoot-to-kill orders to end unrest he's blamed on bandits and terrorists. Kyrgyzstan state television reported Sunday 164 people had been killed during the clashes. At Tokayev's invitation, a Russia-led alliance of ex-Soviet states sent troops to restore order, an intervention that comes at a time of high tension in Russia-U.S. relations ahead of talks this week on the Ukraine crisis. West Africa's main regional bloc on Sunday agreed to close borders with Mali and impose sweeping economic sanctions in response to, quote, unacceptable delays holding promised elections after a 2020 military coup. The decision followed a summit of leaders of the Economic Community of West African States to discuss the proposal from Mali's transitional authorities to hold elections in December 2025 instead of next month, as originally agreed. The bloc said in a statement it found the proposed timetable for a transition totally unacceptable. The 15-member bloc said it had agreed to impose additional sanctions with immediate effect, including the closure of the members' land and air borders with Mali. This is VOA News. A leading Sudanese protest group on Sunday rejected a United Nations initiative to hold talks with the military aimed at restoring the country's democratic transition following an October coup. The move is a blow to international efforts seeking an end to Sudan's political deadlock and suggests relentless street protests are likely to continue. More than 60 people have been killed since the military takeover. The UN offer Saturday came a week after embattled Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok resigned, citing a failure to compromise between the generals and the pro-democracy movement. The October 25th coup has scuttled hopes of a peaceful transition 2 years after a popular uprising forced the military overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir and his Islamist government. Protesters continued their marches in Khartoum on Sunday with security forces firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators near the presidential palace, according to activists. Gunmen in northwest Nigeria freed 30 students and a teacher after 7 months of captivity, according to a local official. More than 1,400 children were abducted in Nigeria last year, according to the United Nations, mostly during attacks on schools and colleges by gunmen known locally as bandits. Students are often quickly released after ransom payments, but 200 were still missing in September, according to the UN. Clashes between herders and farmers over access to land has plagued northwest and central Nigeria for years, with some groups evolving into criminal gangs who now terrorize local communities. Since last year, gangs have intensified highway kidnappings and mass abductions of students. Tennis world number one Novak Djokovic launches a make-or-break court battle on Monday to stay in Melbourne and defend his Australian Open title, arguing he has an all-clear because of a positive coronavirus test in December. Djokovic is fighting to overturn the surprise cancellation of his visa and end his detention in a Melbourne immigration facility. With a week to go before the start of the Open, any delay could dash the 34-year-old's hopes of winning his 10th crown in Melbourne and a record 21st Grand Slam title. The player's lawyers say Tennis Australia cleared him to play in the tournament because of his recent infection, saying his vaccine application was approved by two independent medical panels. Foreigners are still mostly banned from travel to Australia, and those granted entry must be fully vaccinated or have a medical exemption. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.